From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration, President Trump said he is willing to meet its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in the U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and is believed poised to conduct its sixth underground nuclear test. White House spokesman Sean Spicer on the president's willingness to meet with the North Korean leader.
He is still the head of state, so there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
And it's still unknown if Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte will accept an invitation to the White House, along with other Asian leaders, to discuss North Korea. Duterte himself says he's unsure.
But I said, Mr. President, I do not think that you can scare Kim Jong-un with the firepower.
Last two minutes.
Our greatest chance there of getting some dialogue with America and North Korea would be through the intercession of China.
And some U.S. lawmakers have varying views to the president's statement about Kim Jong-un.
Saying that the United States of America would be honored to receive them. I think it is bad policy and sends a wrong message to millions of people around the world who look to America for moral leadership.
I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
President to president, I don't know, but I think it's never harmful to talk.
And this is VOA News.